And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, today we, as promised, have an amazing guest. Her name is Janae Bowen from Dog E911. We promised you that we were going to have her on every month at least one time, and we are delivering on our promise. Well, today we're going to be discussing a lot of different things with Janae, but one of the things we need to understand, remember, for the love of dog, you've got to be your dog's leader. If you're not doing that job of providing and protecting, your dog, if he loves you enough, is going to take over that job. That's the exact thing that's happening with a very lovely family named Blaze and Michael, who live in Tin Falls, New Jersey. So a shout out as I'm looking at their smiling faces and their beautiful, beautiful German Shepherd, who is passed out on the floor after realizing he just got fired. So today is going to be a great day, as promised. We're going to give Janae a lot of time today because we have lots and lots to discuss about your dog's health, your dog's sanity, and your dog, and in an emergency, what's going to happen with him. So, Janae, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, hi, Janice. Thank you for having me.
Well, you sound like you're nice and chill out there in warm, sunny California, although I hear you're having some rain today. So
we're having quite a torrential rain day, actually. But it's,
well, you know what,
today? It's long overdue. It's long overdue.
In about 4 days, we're going to have that as snow. We're going to have 3 feet of snow, so I'll trade you. As long as your house doesn't slide down the side of your hill, you are happy.
No, we've got too much of a drought right now for that. So.
All right. Well, Janae, let's really get going today. We have a lot to discuss. We're going to give you the better part of the hour of the show. Let's discuss what we were talking about, because you're really pretty amazing with all the different things that you do and all of the different techniques that you've amassed in order to help people to treat their dogs in an emergency and to recognize the problems before they exist. So Tell us your words of wisdom.
Well, I just think it's really important, and I appreciate you having me on the show because I think it is so important, it's nice to have someone that, you know, obviously thinks so much about animals as I know you do and cares enough to, you know, help others help them in multiple ways. I mean, I know you do your way of helping them, and I'm doing my way of helping them, and it's all working together, and so that's what's so great. With what I do under Dog E911 is basically help everyone from our, you know, pet owners to our animal lovers to our children that want to work with animals to our animal professionals like yourself or animal businesses and kennels, pet sitters, any types of businesses, and then also our first responders, be able to understand and help their animals in the event of keeping them healthy and safe, to dealing with an emergency situation, to dealing with a time-sensitive situation, and then also things like disaster response and how it affects and is set up under the laws protecting animals in this country that have changed since, you know, just 2007, just recently, 2006. So it's very important to understand these things, and that's what I do, and that's what we do at Doggy 911, and just basically help you guys be your own first responder, be a better caretaker for pets of all kinds. So that's basically a little bit about, you know, about what we do. And I know that, you know, with all the stuff that we've got going on in the weathers right now, with all of the different things, like here we're having, you know, our drought, we are having rain now, so we're going to have issues with this and flooding and stuff. I know where you are, there's all of the snow and all of the issues with all of the cold temperatures. And so it's really important to make sure that we're taking care of our pets and preparing for them, just like you need to do for yourself. You need to do that for your animals as well.
Right. And you know what? One thing is that a lot of people don't realize is there are hazards out there that actually occur because of the weather, not just the immediate things, but very simple things like fungal spores, mold spores, things like that, where there might be something, water that's stagnant, or dogs walking around and getting Giardia and Ehrlichiosis because there's a lot of wet weather. So there's all kinds of things. And we're going to have in the Northeast here, because of all the snow and rain we've had this winter, we're going to have a lot of ticks. We're going to have a lot of fleas. We're going to have a lot of fungal things going on with dogs. And you have to remember, always look for the physical issue first with your dog. So at United Canine Professionals and at Merlin's Kids, we are really, really focused on making sure that we're setting our dogs up for success, not just behaviorally, not just physically, but with things that Janae is going to teach us today. Make sure that you're listening to her, because this lady knows a lot, and she's going to be able to help you and your dog and possibly even save your dog's life in an emergency. So, Janae, we've got about 3 minutes in this segment, and then we're going to return, hopefully, with your words of wisdom. So let's tell everybody what we're going to be discussing today, first thing on the agenda.
Well, I think, definitely because the majority of the country is socked in with a lot of the cold weather and a lot of the things that are going on, around the country. You're having a lot of these issues with the cold air. I think it's really, really important to dial back in and talk about, obviously keeping the animals safe, keeping them, out of harm's way and keeping them in from the cold. But there, even more than that, there's a lot of other things that we use or that we're using to help us, deal with this cold weather. And some of those things are basically unsafe for our pets or can harm our pets. And so I want to talk in general about, some different things and then things to look for that, would give you signs to know ways that there might be an emergency on hand where you would need to obviously address that. And so those are some of the things I want to talk about. And then, later I'd like to also discuss some of the things that are happening here on this side of our country, where I am, on ways that you can help your pets as well. And it could be anything. You could have a farm animal. You could have a dog or a cat or a bird. I still want, to give information that you can use basically kind of across the board, because there's a lot of different things that, people don't necessarily think of. Things like, space heaters and the chemicals that are poured into the drains and the road salts and stuff like that. So I'm going to talk about a couple of different things today and things that just to be a little bit more aware of with your animals that, you're using these things, but again, it's, just to be more careful when you are using them around your pets.
Well, that's really good information. Janae, how about like the salt and things? I always get the stuff that's pet safe, but I always try to wipe their feet off, because just because it means that it's safe for pets, it doesn't mean that it's good for pets. You got to understand, people,
right?
Safe is different than good. As my very good friend Michaela always says, because she's an actor, and she said there was a great line, and I think of somebody in my past when I think of this. Nice is nice and good is good, but nice is not the same as good. Safe is safe and good is good, but safe is not the same as good. So if you have something that's safe, it doesn't mean it's good for them. So we're going to return in a very, very short time. Please stay tuned. It could save your life. Stay tuned, for the love of dogs.
Do Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we have our wonderful guest, Janae Bowen from Dog E911, who is actually going to be speaking at our conference of United Canine Professionals this fall. So all of you who are trying to get more and you want to become a behaviorist, you want to learn how to fix your dog's behavior, you want to learn how to help other people to rehabilitate their dog's behavioral issues, to prevent the euthanasia of 4 million dogs every year. Great dogs, just like Murphy, who was told that he basically had a death sentence. There was nothing their vet could do anymore. That's why we do what we do, and that's why we train people to do what we do, so we can together help to prevent dogs from being euthanized or relinquished to shelters, and just help those dogs to be the best dogs in the world. Well, Janae Bowen is going to help us. It's www.doge911.com, and you definitely want to check out her website. She is a partner. Doge 911 is a partner of United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids. So by, you know, getting there and checking her out and checking out her website and all the ways you can get involved, you can help all of us to make dogs' lives better and safer, and in effect, making our lives better and safer. Janae, we were talking about the weather. We were discussing about how weather can impact what we do with our dogs and even our dogs' health. Can we continue on that line? Tell me how else can we?
We were talking about rose salts and salts and things before, and just going back on that. I mean, yes, getting the ones that are, you know, obviously more pet friendly and pet safe are obviously the best. But even with that, it's still, like you said, it's not necessarily something good for them. So, you know, making sure that if they are walking through that, you are cleaning off the pads, because it can burn the pads of the feet. The pads of the feet are very sensitive on animals. They have a lot of blood vessels in them. And so when they get injured or hurt or tear, they bleed a lot. So it's better, obviously, to get that stuff off of them if you can. We don't want burns on the pads. We don't want to have any bleeding or tears. And also, you don't want them licking the stuff, because there's also a possibility of poisoning and as well. So making sure that you're, you know, using earth-friendly stuff, and then also, you know, keeping it away from the dogs as much as possible, or the cats, or any of your animals, basically. So just back on that, just another thing to kind of think about. You know, you want to do these things, obviously, to help, you know, you get around and get out to where you need to be going, work, school, whatever. But you also want to be aware of the things that you're using and how it may affect your pet. So you know, just another little thing on that. And then, you know, as far as, you know, other chemicals and things that we're using, I mean, we, you know, we think about our drains and our toilet and all of those things where it's, you know, to prevent freezing, you're going to be pouring the winterizing and the glycol chemicals and those types of things into your drains and to help prevent freezing. But those things are also very, very dangerous to us, to our animals. So anything that you're using like that, that's, you know, caustic acid, byproduct stuff. It's something that you have to be careful of. Again, something keeping it out of reach of your of animals, making sure that they're not getting into it, because obviously you don't want a poisoning issue. And with something like that, the other thing about it is you know, you can induce vomiting because those chemicals will burn coming back up. So it's not something that if they are poisoned, you can give them something to induce the vomiting and get rid of it. That's going to burn and cause more problems coming back up. So it's dangerous things. We want to make sure that we keep that stuff away from our pets and you know, don't let them drink out of the toilets or anything.
Right,
any,
and you know, people
like that.
Do that. It's funny yes. how many people allow their dogs to do that. And they say, oh, I only use natural chemicals. It doesn't matter if it's natural. Nice yeah. is nice and good is good. Safe yeah. is safe and good is good, but safe is not the same as good. You know,
absolutely.
Is eating at McDonald's or Burger King going to kill you? No. Is it good for you? No, it's a big difference. But one yeah. of the things you mentioned about the glycol chemicals, we've talked on our show, both of the shows, from Shelter Dog to Service Dog, as well as on For the Love of Dog, that propylene glycol and ethylene glycol is an antifreeze, and it's an yeah. anti-freezing agent that it's actually toxic. And, you know, they put that in some of the dog foods, and yeah. healthful, flavorful, awful dog food. We won't say the brand.
Yeah.
But this
yeah,
is
because
stuff that's
sweet.
Toxic.
It tastes good. They like it, but you don't want them eating it.
I know.
It.
I mean, I love to eat junk food, but it'll kill me, and I'm certainly not going to eat something that's toxic. You know,
yeah.
but it's just understanding how we have to change. And remember, people, we are our dog's guardians more than their owners. We're their guardians. We've got to take care of them. We've got to protect them and take care of them every way. And what Janae is saying, where she's explaining about the different things that, you know, are so important to make sure, keep your toilet seat closed, for goodness sake. It doesn't matter if you cleaned the toilet 3 days ago. The chemicals are still in there. Trust us. It's still
yes,
there.
They are. And it's also just, you know, where you store these things and if the animals can get into them. The other thing that people don't think about, and we talked about this on another show, is a lot of these things are in plastic bottles, and plastic bottles seep. And if you've got them anywhere where it's going to be, anything can seep out and get into, you say you've got animals in the garage, you want to bring them in, you brought them in the garage, and you've got these chemicals out there, and there's any type of seepage going on, and the animal looks that. There's a danger right there of poisoning and burning of, you know, in the esophagus. So it's very, very dangerous. It's just another thing to think about as you're, you know, kind of, you know, making sure that you're putting things away where they're not going to harm you and your family, and that includes your pets.
Wow. So there are really a lot of different things, chemicals and things that we don't really even think about. You know, we all know why dogs eat antifreeze and lick the antifreeze up. But, you know, there are a lot of different things that we don't think of, even the natural cleaning products. Janae, what is a safe thing to use for cleaning products? I'm assuming white vinegar is okay. Are there other things that are safe for us to use around dogs, especially puppies or, you know, on the floor where there are a lot of there's a lot of contact with the dog's feet?
Yeah, I just posted something on Facebook the other day about vinegar and peroxide and lemon juice. I mean, those are like really healthy, holistic things that are not going to harm your pets. Because even some of these, like these, you know, green products, they still have, you know, certain types of things in them that you still don't want the animals to obviously get. and ingest. So, you know, some of the you know, the best stuff is the natural pure stuff, and then just elbow grease. You know, I mean, that's just basically the best that you can do, and it works. You know, the vinegar, the white vinegar works, and the peroxide works, and the lemon juice
I've
works.
I've used
and
that. So, I've used a lot of times. I'll use the you know, the white vinegar. One of the things is, though, Janae just told everybody that elbow grease. So that means, ladies, if you're listening, you have to tell that your husband, if they love their dogs, they need to hire a housekeeper to help you, and the housekeeper needs to just use vinegar or lemon juice or peroxide. So we're definitely going to get you on board. We are going to be back in a moment with another segment. We're going to be talking about more ways that you can save your dog from being sick or injured or poisoned. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back for the Love a Dog.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love a Dog with Janice Wolf. We're talking to Janae Bowen from Doggy911, who's helping us to understand how simple it is to keep our dogs healthy and poison-free. So it's very, very important. And again, remember that this is like baby-proofing your house. This is like puppy-proofing your house. Just because your dog is 3 or 4 years of age doesn't mean that he's not going to get into something. I've seen dogs 9, 10 years old that were client dogs. The dog grabs a knife. The dog grabs something that was laying around. The dog is licking the window, and you just use some kind of cleaning product. So, you know, our job, like I said, is to take care of, to be guardians for our dogs. And if we're doing all the work we do every day, every moment, to make money, to provide, and to protect for our dogs, and if we are also doing everything to make sure that our dogs behaviorally are sound, well, we got to make sure that these dogs aren't going to be sick, that they're not going to get into something. You can't assume that because it didn't happen yesterday that it won't happen tomorrow, right? The people in California, you didn't have an earthquake yesterday, that you didn't have one today, that doesn't mean you're not going to have one tomorrow. All right, so Janae, what are some other things that we should be doing to safeguard our dogs? Obviously, we're going through cleaning products and things like that.
Right.
How about some of your other pearls of wisdom about, you know, keeping dogs safe in the weather that we're having?
Right, yeah. Just one quick thing back to the poisoning really quick. I just wanted to mention just a couple of the signs of poisoning so that you can...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, if they ingest any of this stuff, and you're not sure, I mean, obviously, if you don't see them, you know, I'm just going to go over real quickly some of the signs of poisoning, just so you can identify. Now, obviously, if you can identify the poison, that's going to be very helpful to the vet. But if you don't know, it's nice to know, you know, the signs. And so I just wanted to go over those real quick. And these kind of are across the board for all pets. So it's going to be dilated pupils. Their eyes could be, you know, very red. The whites of the eyes could be very red. They may be drooling, or having a seizure. And seizures can be not just what you think of as a seizure, like the grand mal seizure. It can be anything from the animal, you know, urinating and defecating on itself to kind of biting the air to being just kind of dazed and standing and staring to obviously the full twitching and you know, falling over. They
actually,
also
Janae, while you're
petting.
Saying that, they also, I have a dog who has a bad seizure disorder. One of the things is dogs can have, just like humans can have micro seizures, which sometimes can even be air biting. There are so many different things that they can have.
Yes.
If you see erratic behavior that you've never seen before, that could be a micro seizure, couldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, yes, I mean, that's why it kind of goes along with all these other, you know, symptoms that it could signify that there's a poisoning. You know, other signs would be bleeding from an, you know, opening like the mouth or the anus. And things like vomiting and diarrhea, you know, occurring as well. And then other things that may happen is there may be ulcers in the mouth. So it's like a burn inside the mouth. And that's especially, you know, common with these things that are, you know, caustic or acid-based substances. Those definitely. And the danger with that is when you've got a poisoning issue going on and you've got a burn issue going on inside the mouth, those ulcers are forming inside the mouth, and then what happens is the lungs start to fill with fluid. So it's a time-sensitive thing. It's very, very dangerous, and that's something where you're going to have to react very quickly and get this animal to the vet and, you know, kind of triage them in the meantime, because this is a time-sensitive thing. You've got a poisoning issue going on. You've got a burn ulceration going on where the lungs are filling with fluid. So it's a very dangerous thing. So this is why this stuff is you know, very serious.
Janae, what? Go back to that. For how would you know if lungs were filling with fluid, or how would you know? Like, would there be like? I mean, I know what I've seen so many dogs obviously in distress, but what would like? What do you do in the time between when you notice the problem and you get the dog to the vet? Like, are there things that people can kind of do to help their dog before they get to the vet? Like while they're on their way?
Well, sure. I mean, with that, it's definitely noticing and checking the mouth. I mean, you know, one of the things that I teach in my program is how to do a healthy pet assessment, because if you don't know what's normal and healthy for your pet, then how are you going to know when there's something that's not normal and healthy?
True. So, kind of like I always do senior profiles. I do a baseline blood work just to see where my dog's levels are. And then every year I do another blood work just to make sure that it hasn't changed, because it's like with Firefighter Cancer Foundation, which we're both affiliated with, we talk about with some of the firefighters about like prostate issues, and they'll say, oh, I'm within normal range, but if you went from a 0.2 to a 3.2, that means it could be a problem, even though it's still within normal range. It still doesn't mean that it's normal. So I think that's probably a good idea for everybody, especially when your dog turns 7 or 8 years old. You should do a profile just to make sure that you know the baseline for your dog and that your dog has, you know, whatever that certain, you know, level is. And you can judge from there if it's changing, even if it's from low normal to high normal. And then your vet says, oh, it's still within normal range. Well, what are we going to do? Wait for a 0.1 to a 4.1? And we go, ooh, it's just a little over. We should have been looking at that before. So, all right, Janae, give us
Well, that's something that I do. I talk about what is a healthy pet so that we can know when there is something that's not normal and how to identify it. And I talk about, you know, basically from head to tail, the assessment and what to look for. And, you know, is this something going on? Do I need to worry about this now, or is it something I just need to watch? And that way, you know what is normal for your pet, or at least you know what's normal for a pet, you know, a bird or a dog or a cat or whatever, so that you can at least have some guidelines to go by. Let's say you're a pet sitter and you're taking care of the animals, and it's not you're necessarily your pet. We still want them to know how to, you know, understand and relate to that animal, know what it would be a normal range for that dog or cat or bird.
That's a great idea. And, you know, one of the things is, and I'm going to have you start at the beginning of the next segment, because we'll definitely need some time for that, for the healthy pet. If you do send your dog, what we do have Wyatt's List, which we're going to be launching in April, which is a pet directory for pet professionals. And there's going to be that 855, hi, Wyatt, which you'll be able to call and get help for your pet, whether you need a doggy daycare, a groomer, a pet sitter, a veterinarian, a pet-friendly hotel. And it will actually be ranked and rated according to the quality level of recommendations received by these people. So you'll be able to get a Wyatt-approved pet sitter who will be hopefully trained as well with the doggy 911 technique, so that
Absolutely.
If your pet sitter
yes.
does have a problem, she or he will know exactly what to do to save your dog's life. And it'll be your security knowing that you're putting this precious, precious dog, this pet that you love so much, in safe hands. So you definitely want to, you know, get in touch with us for Wyatt's List. And it's Wyatt's List, WYATTSLIST, Wyattslist.org. And you will be able to have help from Mr. Champion, Grand Champion, yada, yada, Wyatt himself. Janae will be back at the beginning of the next segment with all kinds of healthy information for you to know about healthy pets and wellness exams. Please stay tuned for the Love of Dogs.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, Janae Bowen, as promised, is going to give us some pet health tips, wellness, and good health for your pet and keeping him safe. Janae, welcome back. Please give us your pearls of wisdom.
We're just talking about, you know, obviously why, you know, how you would, what you would want to do and how to do healthy checks and stuff on your animals so that you can obviously know when there's something that's not normal, which we were talking about the burns and the poisoning and stuff. And It's very important to you know, kind of do a head-to-tail assessment with your animal. And you can do this while you're, you know, massaging them, while you're petting them, while you're just kind of loving on them. And this is something that you can do so that you can obviously keep a record and kind of a thought process of what's normal for your animal. So that you know when something's not, and you know, you basically start from head to tail, and just work your way down, working, you know, by looking at the eyes, the ears, the nose, you know, your gums and teeth, you know, the spine and tail, the coat. You can check the lymph glands, which it's kind of hard to explain here on the radio, but there's 5 different lymph glands, except for in birds and snakes, theirs are a little bit different. But the lymph glands are important to know, because then that also helps you to check for cancer, which is important because animals are stoic, and those types of things you're not going to usually find until it's later and it's a little bit too late. And so knowing that type of stuff, and that's stuff I go over in my programs and stuff, because I think it's important to know where they are located so that you can check them yourself. Because obviously once a year going to your, you know, vet for an exam, a lot can happen in a year. You know, and then checking things like the tummy and the backside, and obviously, you know, the legs and the feet and the joints, and then knowing how to tell your pet temperature and breathing rate and pulse rate is important too, because that way you know when there's a change. Animals, especially when they have a change in temperature, even just by a minor amount, it can cause an emergency situation with them. You know, some animals, they need their temperature regulated by heat. You know, we've got our pocket pets and our reptiles and things. Those are definitely important to keep, you know, in that heat range. And then other animals too, even our dogs and our cats and stuff, if the temperature fluctuates just a little bit, you can have an emergency situation if it drops just a couple degrees or it rises just a couple of degrees. So it's important to know how to do these things and be aware of them. And then, you know, if you do have an animal that you suspect as it has any type of poisoning or you know, any type of emergency situation, you know, keeping them, you know, calm is very important, because obviously the more that they get upset, the more that it's going to exacerbate the problem. You need to monitor their breathing and their pulse and their consciousness, because, you know, with an animal they could go unconscious, and then you would need to, obviously, in a time sensitive issue where we were talking about the burns in the mouth earlier and the lungs filling with fluid, you could have an animal go unconscious on you. You would obviously need to know how to, you know, give CPR to that animal so that you could obviously help them, because you may have a 20-minute drive to your vet. You know, it may take you a while to get there. You may be the one, you know, helping to save that animal's life. And a quick rule of thumb, because all animals are different in their pulse rate. You know, you've got your very, very small animals. You've got your very large animals. You know, we've got a lot of multi-pet homes. You know, a good rule of thumb to remember is the smaller the animal, the quicker the heart rate, the larger the animal, the slower the heart rate.
And that's true, because I have horses, and a horse has about 16 beats per minute. And you have some of the little dogs who, you know, have really high pulses.
You know, 120, 140, yeah. 160 beats a minute. So, yeah, it's, you know, you've got, you know, very, very, very quick pulse rates on some of these, and you know, mice are like 520 beats per minute. So
wow,
little mouse,
I'm glad I'm not a mouse.
Yeah, it's like about 520. It's very, very fast. So,
well, like Dr. Oz always says, your heart only has a certain number of beats in it, and you can understand that if a mouse has 520 beats per minute and we have 60, that kind of gives you an idea of, you know, how many times more. It's like really 8.5 times the length. So if maybe a mouse might live, you know, a couple of years, and a human hopefully lives, you know, 80 or 90 years, you can really understand that, you know, it's important. And like Janae is telling everybody here, You know, you got to know what's normal for your animal.
Absolutely.
Don't wait for the
emergency. And every animal's different because you've got animals that have issues, certain issues, and certain things that are different to them. And it's just like people. They're all different. But, you know, two things that are really good windows to the soul are the skin and coat and the teeth and gums. Those are two very, very important things. And people think of the skin and coat a lot, but a lot of the times they don't really think of the teeth and gums. And that's very important. I mean, dental care and health for animals is extremely important because those are the windows to the organs. And so it's very important to take care of your animal's teeth and gums. I mean, that is something that is going to cause problems with that animal later in, you know, and shorten lifespan if you don't do those things. And the same thing with the skin and coat. The skin and coat, you know, is like a window to the health of that animal. And so it's really important. Those are two really good things. You know, if you look at an animal, they've got a really nice, healthy coat, shiny, it bounces back, it's nice and has a lot of sheen to it, has a good bounce to it, and it feels good. And then you look at the gums and the teeth, and they're nice and bright, and the gums are nice and healthy pink, and there's no smell. That's a very healthy animal. There's you know, those are, you know, very good signs to, you know, the internal of that pet. So, you know, two very important things to remember to look for. And I can't, you know, promote dental in animals enough because it's just so very important. So important.
And, you know, Janae, it's funny because that's one of the things people say, oh, I don't want to, you know, knock my dog out and, you know, put him under anesthesia. And you certainly don't need to because not that I brush teeth on 30 some odd dogs every day because I don't, but you can give them things that are good for their dental health. And also don't get so hung up on giving your dogs all this junk and gunk that's from cans, because the kibble at least will break up the plaque and tartar. And the key is to make sure that when you're giving your dog food, you only give him a little bit of the can. And then it's always great if a dog will, you know, drink or whatever. When they drink, they do wash some of that stuff away. But people don't understand that the heart, your heart and the brain, because if they get an infection in a tooth, that can go right up into their nasal passages, into their sinuses, into their brain.
Absolutely.
And also the other one is it can go to the heart. The bacteria from the teeth rotting and from the food rotting can go to the heart and cause heart damage. So it really is that important. We are going to totally, we're going to totally go back into
this. Again, it's organs, it's right into the organs, and so it's very, very important to properly take care of their teeth and gums.
Right. So we're going to return in a moment with our last segment, and Janae teaching us some more things. Remember, if you're interested in having help with your dog, no matter where you are in the United States and in several other countries, including Mexico, we can help you at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com. It's 855, the number 4, K, the number 9, pros, or www.unitedk9professionals.com. We'll be right back for the Love a Dog.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Posen Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Posen Silk website at posensilk.com to learn more about Posen Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to posensilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking with Janae Bowen from Doggy911, and I wanted to also reiterate that when we have questions from our viewers, from our listeners, we've had a lot of people lately asking how they can get involved and if they can get involved in the cancer dog detection. So, in other words, if you want to train dogs, learn how to rehabilitate dogs, but also to train dogs for cancer detection, to be service dogs, to be therapy dogs, or for the in-school service dogs, you got to get in touch with us at merlinskids.org or at unitedk9professionals.com, and we will definitely be able to help you with training. We will teach you all kinds of amazing things that you just can't even imagine. We are also going to have Janae at our conference this year, along with some other amazing speakers who are going to be teaching us how to keep our dogs safer and how to make sure that our dogs have the best lives possible. They do so much for us, and it's our job to keep them safe, to provide for their needs, to protect them from danger, and to give them the best life possible. So, Janae, welcome back, and I'm going to give you about a five-minute chunk that you are just the queen over. So please tell us all the rest of things for today.
Yeah, just going back to a few of the things with the winter stuff that I didn't get to cover that I'd like to is just, you know, some other things that people may not even think of. You know, we obviously it's cold. It's even cold in California, you know, to some point, not obviously like in you know, some of the northern states. But, you know, we're using more space heaters. We're using, you know, things that we're dealing with to help keep us warm. I mean, obviously things like that, you want to be careful because obviously of burns, you know, could burn your pet. Also, pets can chew the cords, so there could be burns in the mouth, like we talked about earlier. And again, those are highly, highly dangerous because of the fact that, you know, it causes the lungs to fill up with fluid and ulcers in the mouth. Things even like, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning from improperly vented space heaters, and that affects our animals too. I mean, obviously we don't want to, succumb to carbon monoxide. We don't want it to happen to our pets either. If we leave them in an area where we've got a space heater and there's not enough ventilation and, you know, we don't want to come back and find our animals, you know, gone from carbon monoxide poisoning. Or even, generators. It could be a generator that you're using from a power failure, and you use this to help keep yourself warm, keep your, you know, reptiles and your other animals, pocket pets that need the warmth. You could have exhaust gases that build up in there and cause danger for, you know, you and your pets. So, you know, just some other things to, you know, just think of when you're, you know, using these things. And obviously, you know, you need to use what you need to take care of yourself and keep yourself warm and all that. But again, just keep in mind, because sometimes you're using these things in an outdoor garage area or somewhere where you don't have the proper ventilation. And this can obviously, if you've got pets out there and they're alone with them, they can turn it over, they can burn themselves, they can, you know, get affected by the gases. And so this is, you know, again, something that can be, you know, dangerous. And then even just things like frostbite issues, where you've got, you know, you want to take the animals out and play in the snow. You want to take them out and play in the snow, and that's just wonderful. But again, being aware of hypothermia, being aware of frostbite, because it's going to affect the, you know, the ends and the tips of the animal's ears, the feet, the tail. And, you know, if you notice these things where they're getting, you know, kind of a bluish or palish skin and they're losing lack of sensation, you need to get that animal in and spray that area with warm water and warm that animal up, warm that animal's trunk up. And you know, because we obviously don't want to deal with a frostbite issue on our with ourselves and with our pet. And we don't think about them as often because we're bundling all up. We you know, think they're going to be fine. They've got their coat. But, you know, they are susceptible to the frostbite issues as well.
What part of dogs get frostbite, by the way? Just curious.
It's usually the ears, the tail, the pads of the feet, the feet. I mean, there was a thing in the news just recently of a dog chewing off its own leg because it frostbite and was trying to get rid of the...
Seriously?
So, I mean, that's
terrible.
You know... It's dangerous. It's very scary. And so it's very important to make sure we're bringing these animals in. And then, of course, if they are outside for any, you know, period of time, making sure that, you know, you're checking these things. And just like you on your child or for yourself, making sure you're checking these things and keeping these animals safe. And another thing, too, that I don't even know that, you know, people might not think of is you've got a lot of outdoor barn areas or outdoor animal areas or even animal, you know, horses that have barns and pens and things. We've got a lot of snow right now. We've got a lot of snow that's, you know, collecting on top of buildings and things. And when that stuff gets, you know, building and building and building up, it can weigh, you know, tons and it can collapse these things. So the fact that, you know, that's something else to think of. Make sure you are removing snow from the barns and the pens and the outdoor areas for these animals, because obviously you don't want that collapsing and, you know, causing damage and hurting these animals, collapsing in on the animals. You don't even want it happening, collapsing on your home. And this can happen in, a matter of time once this snow has built and built and built. So it's really important to make sure that you're removing these snow and things from these areas and watching out for these animals that can't do it for themselves.
Right. And, Janae, you know, the other thing is I've been a longtime horse owner. I own 28, I think, horses right now. I was up to 60 at one point. One of the things that happens in this weather, not just with horses, though, but also with dogs, when we get that kind of thaw and refreeze, especially when we have a layer of ice on it, they can go through that. They can run or play and catch themselves in the wrong way with a piece of ice. And cut themselves wide open. And I've seen this happen with horses.
Yes.
And I just saw it when I was at the veterinarian the other day, a lady who had like just a lab mix. And the dog was running outside and it must have gone through a little piece of ice. And it literally sliced its leg open and it was bleeding profusely. So I put some deep pressure on it while they were getting the vet because the vet had just left. So we really have to be aware, you know, of all the different potential issues with a dog and with this crazy weather we're having. So, you know, just
absolutely.
Be aware. Don't let your dog in and out and not check him. Just check him to make sure he's okay.
It's back to that healthy pet thing where you're checking them and you're doing a good, you know, kind of head-to-tail assessment so that you are aware of what is going on and not waiting till the last minute. I mean, that's just, you know, waiting till it's too late and saying, my gosh, I didn't know that was there. And it's something that's, you know, this huge lump that you should have noticed, you know, long ago. So, I mean, absolutely. It only makes sense to do these things. So
right. And remember, all the work that you're doing now, everybody, is work that you're saving later. The things you're doing now, and I know we're finishing up the show today, but we are going to have Janae back on, and we'll have her on once a month, and you guys can actually send questions in for her or for me or for any of our guests, and we will answer them online or even on the show. I want to thank Michael and Blaze in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, and their very handsome young son, Michael Jr., for allowing me to broadcast today from their house and share hopefully some good Chinese food in a little bit. Janae Bowen from Dog E911, you're welcome to come from California to New Jersey for our food, but otherwise I promise I will get out there and we'll have some nice food together. And everybody, please stay safe, stay warm, keep track of your pets, do what Janae is teaching you to keep your pets safe, and definitely contact us at 855-4-CANINE-PROS or 855-HI-WYATT if you would like to join our wonderful team across America. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Janae. And we will talk to everybody again next week on For the Love of Dogs.